This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, and you're listening to the Warning Radio Program. Today, we're going to finish a message by Dr. Emmanuel Ziga, speaking at the Holy Ghost Conference on Who is the Holy Spirit. And I will finish the message.
So also it is that the Messiah being born on the earth was a big deal. And the Holy Ghost was waiting for one woman to say yes. Tonight is your yes night. I said tonight is your yes night. Heaven is ready for you to receive the Holy Ghost. He's ready for you to say yes to that amazing dream. Yes to that wonderful ministry that shall be born. Yes to that knowledge for witty inventions. Yes, yes, for the things God has been saying, you will be and you will be. The prophecies have been repeated over the years. The prophecies keep coming because you are not saying yes yet. Many times, prophecies keep coming. The same lingo. Because you are not saying yes to the Holy Ghost. You received the word. How was church today? Well, it was powerful. They gave me a word. Okay? Did you say yes? I'm not sure about that one yet. I've heard people say that. I don't know about that one. Well, so heaven is waiting. I pray that you will not know about that after your death. 50 years of waiting. Because there's a conduit there. There's a meeting point. Say, I receive. There's a meeting point. There must be a point of agreement. How can two walk together except they agree? My point is, no matter how big the Holy Ghost is, he is humble enough to honor your agreement. So if we are not seeing the revival take place in the Northwest yet, somebody is not agreeing. Some people are not saying, Lord, be it unto us according to that. In other words, if you say, be it unto me, it means you are prepared to come into alignment with the principles of manifestation, which we shall handle under our time. There are principles of manifestation. Agreement is the first. Say hallelujah, somebody. Confession and consistent repetition of what you believe is number two. I told you I'll talk to you about that later, but let me give you three. Number three, having someone in the natural realm to agree with you in the spiritual realm. Having someone in the natural realm to agree with you with the spirit in the spiritual realm. Oh, I was there when that prophecy was given to you. I agree with you. I'm praying with you. Because from that point, the Bible says Mary went straight into the countryside and met with Elizabeth. Elizabeth was one who was also a recipient of the touch of the Holy Ghost. So two of the women all agreed. I was too old, but I'm pregnant. I'm too young, but I'm pregnant. Whether we are old or not, the fact is that the Holy Ghost came upon us. Somebody will say, I was too poor, but I broke through. Somebody will say, well, I was too rich, and I didn't know what to do with my dime. All of them, the Holy Ghost comes in agreement. May God give you prophetic agreements. May the same Holy Spirit that came upon us, that came upon you, may he raise prophetic voices for you. Somebody who agrees. Somebody who will say, no, I don't understand the prophecy, but I agree. Let's pray together. I'm carrying you in my prayer. I'm carrying you in the spirit. Mary and Elizabeth came into agreement. One of the things the Holy Ghost is going to do for you in this conference is he's going to begin to align you with prophetic minds. And don't waste your time. He's not going to be the kind of person you think you need, but let him be the chooser of the choices, because the Holy Ghost is very choosy. He's very selective. See, I hear you. Next verse, the Bible says, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of what? Judah. The Bible says, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Mary. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you know that the prophecy that was given to Zachariah was that your wife Elizabeth shall be pregnant and the baby shall be filled with the Holy Ghost in the womb. This is when it happened. She was 6 months pregnant, but the baby was not baptized in the Holy Ghost until Mary who had just received the conception of the Messiah. Because the only baptizer in the Holy Ghost is Jesus. And even as a fetus, he was still baptizing somebody in the Holy Ghost. Oh man. If a fetus can baptize John, then I believe every baby can be baptized in the Holy Ghost. In the womb. It opened the door. A portal of possibility was opened. So from today, the house of God, any woman that is pregnant, begin to pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost right in the womb. If it can happen like this, it is our typeset. Receive the anointing, please. I just heard a mother say, I want to be pregnant again. I like that one. Receive that anointing right now. I just heard it in the spirit. Say hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says she was filled with the Holy Ghost. So you see how detailed the Holy Ghost is. My time is up. But one of the attributes of the Holy Ghost is that he is the record holder. He has the records. Who is the Holy Ghost? He's the spirit of the records of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Thanks for coming tonight. Say hallelujah. Can I hear some Hosanna, please? The Bible says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. Number one, the Father. Say the Father. Number two, the Word. Say the Word. Number three, the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There are three that bear record in heaven. There are records of records of records that are kept secret, even in heaven, among three, the Holy Trinity. So there are things the Holy Trinity knows that no angel knows in heaven. They have the data bank of all eternal purposes. The Father is the records. He's a father to all records. You know, every record is written in a language. People have diaries. That's a record book. You write your information in the diary, in French, in German, in Russian, in Spanish. But as for heaven, the record is written in the Word. The language of heaven is the Word. When you go to Spain, you speak Spanish. You write Spanish. When you get to heaven, you speak the Word. You write the Word. Do you hear what I said? Say hallelujah, somebody. So the record of God is written in the Word. And Jesus is the Word. That's why Jesus knows all things. He saw Jonathan. He said, Jonathan, you are a true Jew. And Jonathan said, how? No, not Jonathan. Nathaniel. So Nathaniel said, how do you know me? You've never met me before. And Jesus Christ said, when Philip was talking to you under the fig tree, I saw you. Jesus was not where Nathaniel was receiving the word, but he saw him in the spirit. Why? Because he's the Word. And he's the record. He has a record of everybody. And the Holy Ghost is the spirit of all records. So he knows your story. I said, he knows what? Your story. He knows you. He knew you before you were ever conceived. He knew you 3 millennia before your mother ever was conceived. Before your father began to date your mother and pursue her with candies. The Holy Ghost knew everything. He was there when the candy didn't work. He brought the rose flowers. It didn't work. He went and brought your uncle. It didn't work. Brought your pastor, it didn't work. Until God moved into her heart. Holy Ghost knew all that. See, I receive. We are talking about the Holy Ghost, the spirit of the records. And if he has the records, that's why with him all things are possible. See, hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Say, I receive. I receive the spirit of God. For all records, I receive the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of heaven that knows all things, that has all things, that can do all things, that can be all places. At the same time, I receive him into my spirit, into my soul, into my mind, into my world. I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I receive the Holy Spirit in baptism dimensions, identity dimensions, in oneness dimensions. Now, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit begin to identify with your spirit what God has for you. For the Spirit bears record. And as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The Spirit leads us based on the records. Receive the Holy Ghost. He is God, the record holder. He is God, the omnipotent power. He is God, the omniscient power. Lift your voice, those who watch around the globe. May the Spirit of the Lord incorporate you into the plans of God. Yes, be it unto me, Mary said. Be it unto me, Mary said. Be it unto me, Mary said. Mary was saying, Holy Spirit, I believe your records. Let your records become reality in my life. Be it unto me. Because of who you are, Holy Spirit, I can do all things. Because of who you are, Holy Spirit, nothing shall be impossible unto me. He is God Almighty in the Spirit. He is God, the Holy Spirit. Lift your voice and pray. Release the Holy Spirit into your children's lives. Mary released the Holy Spirit. She said, be it unto me. She said, be it unto me. Release the Holy Spirit. He is God, assigned to bring manifestation. He is God. Assigned to bring manifestation. Assigned to bring reality. Oh. Receive. Lokapandolo satehe. Brendele mosabandeleha. Jile kabondolo mosaya. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Iendo sabatala teates. Mamandelelos. Oh, Shalababa Dele Mosaya, Diri Andere Babandere Bahan. Release the Holy Spirit. Release the Holy Spirit into your ministry. Release the Holy Spirit into your family. Release the Holy Spirit into your business. With the Holy Spirit, all things are possible. With the Holy Spirit, everything is possible. With the Holy Spirit, nothing is impossible. Release the Holy Spirit. Release the Holy Spirit. Release the Holy Spirit. Be it unto me according to your word. Be it unto me according to your word. We release. the power of the highest. Release the power of the highest. Release the power of the highest. Release the Holy Ghost. Release the power of the highest. 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 Release. 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 Release the Holy Spirit. Release Him to bring the miracles. Release Him. Release Him. Release Him. Release Him. Pray one short prayer. The key word tonight is release. And I hear the Holy Spirit say, let them release me into the whole earth. Let them release me into every nation. Let them release me into every continent. Mary said, be it unto me. She released the Holy Spirit. Now let's pray. Say, I release the Holy Spirit into every nation, into every tribe, every language, every continent, every human society, into all creation. I release the Holy Spirit to perform the counsel of God in our time, in our generation. Now, Holy Ghost, you are released by faith. We release you into the heavens. We release you into the earth. We release you under the earth. We release you. Finish the work of God. Accomplish every prophecy for our generation, in our time, in my life, in our lives, in our time, in our nations, in our continents. Holy Ghost, you are released. You are released. You are released. You are released for performance. You are released. Perform. Perform the counsel of God. Now. Now let's pray. Rabbi, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Yes, we release the Holy Ghost into our youth. Into our youth. Into our children. Into our schools. Into our businesses. Into our finances. We release the Holy Spirit into our grandchildren. Now, now, now. Say, Holy Spirit, we release you in the most spectacular way into every church, every ministry, every fellowship of the body of Christ, from the North Pole to the South Pole, around the equator, in every continent where there's a church, where the kingdom of God is established, we release you for revivals, for breakthroughs, for increase, for power, for divine anointings, for salvations and deliverances, for knowledge, for breakthroughs, for worship, for holiness, for righteousness. Now, everybody pray right now, pray right now. Yes. Yes. Divine release. Divine release. For revivals. Revivals. Breakthroughs. In all our pastors' lives. Breakthroughs. In our ministries. Breakthroughs. In every apostle. In every prophet.
This is Dr. Hansen. I hope you've enjoyed this message on Who is the Holy Spirit. My telephone number, 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248. We do need your help to stay on this local radio station. Also, my website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org, and you can give us an offering by PayPal or Zelle. The reference number on Zelle is warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. God bless you.